would you do? What would any of you be willing to do? Would you brave the weird and haunted shores at world's end to fetch back Witty Jack?
Did no one come to save me just because they missed me?
Well, I'm pleased to say I'm joined now by the delightful Pirates of the Caribbean star, Keira Knightley, one of the few characters that actually didn't get killed off in the second film, though that doesn't seem to matter much, does it? Because all the dead characters seem to have come back in this one.
Yes, I think a lot of people get undead in this trilogy. You know, Captain Barbossa is undead and therefore helps us, and then we go to Davy Jones' locker to bring Jack back from the dead. So death is definitely a negotiable thing.
Well, I've got to say, it does look amazing. So give us all a taste of what we can expect in Pirates 3, then.
Lots more action, lots more adventure, and we go to Singapore, so there's a definite Asian influence that comes through the film, which is great, which gives it a very fresh new look.
Oh, wow. It's such a unique look to these films as well. Honestly, I really can't wait. So you've got to tell me, is it a case of saving the best to last, then?
Final battle in Pirates 3 is absolutely amazing as two ships get pulled down into a whirlpool, and we're all fighting the whole time during that, so that's pretty extraordinary. Obviously the ship goes over the world, so a whole sequence where a ship turns upside down and goes off the edge of the world and comes back up again, that's all pretty cool. You know, it's a good old adventure movie, so there's lots of great fight sequences.
Come on then, Orlando, Keira didn't give much away. Tell us how it all ends.
I'm so not allowed to tell you very much, but basically we go east, so we have the introduction of like Chow Yun Fat. He's a great introduction. There's some pretty wild and wacky adventures trying to obviously save Captain Jack. And for my character, for Will, he's still trying to save his father. He still wants to rescue his father from a fate worse than death, being at the bottom of the ocean with Davy Jones. And he's also trying to get the girl, you know. He's always trying to get the girl.
I've got to say, if it was Keira in front of me, I'd have been trying that too. the film's had quite a lot of hype, and the expectation is quite large, isn't it? So you must be fairly excited about finishing on a high, I suppose.
For all of these films, there's certainly an air of anticipation and excitement about, for us as much as for moviegoers, what the end film is going to look like.
Now, Keira says this film's got the most action sequences in it. So was that something that you really enjoyed doing?
You know, they're really tough to learn because they've gotten more complicated as we've gone along, you know. But I actually quite enjoy doing them once I've learned them. It's sort of like, you know, it's fun. It's like, I guess, if you played a musical instrument, you know. You play the, you know, once you've learnt it and you can actually play the song, you can really enjoy it and riff with it, so yeah.
There was a time when a pirate was free to make his own way in the world. But our time is coming to an end.
Why should I sail with any of you? Four of you have tried to kill me in the past. One of you succeeded.
Our enemies have united and vowed to destroy us.
You can fight and all of you will die.
The pirate lords from the four corners of the earth.
Welcome to Singapore.
Must stand together. There's not been a gathering like this in our lifetime.
And I owe them all money.
That would never have worked out between us.
Keep telling yourself that, darling. They know they face extinction. All that remains is where they make their final stand.
Will you marry me?
I don't think now's the best time!
You're mad.
If I wasn't, this would probably never work.